The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:40 on this Thursday morning. You've heard by now about the COVID vaccine booster shot. In fact, President Biden rolled up his shirt sleeve, got it the other day. At a press conference, we heard in the news today that it's available here in St. Clair County. But who should get the COVID booster shot? Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about this is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan Chief Medical Officer, Dr. James Grant. Dr. Grant, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Paul. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. I want to find out all about the booster shot. Who should get it? When you should get it. So I guess just let's start with that. Who is eligible for and should be considering getting the booster shot?
Well, Paul, it's actually a really long list, and it's straightforward, though. First of all, those people who have had it greater than 6 months ago. That's for the first overlying concept. Second, people over 65 years old, people between 18 and 64 who are at high risk for like severe COVID-19 illness, and people 18 to 64 who may be at high risk of exposure to COVID due to their jobs. And then there's the, you know, what you ask, what is high risk? If you have cancer, chronic kidney disease, asthma, emphysema, cystic fibrosis, dementia, diabetes, both type 1 and type 2, heart disease, heart failure, coronary disease, hypertension, if you're immunocompromised, if you're overweight or obese, if you're pregnant. As a matter of fact, today I saw again a lot of push to make sure that pregnant women get the vaccine. Sickle cell disease, smoking, those are all indications that you need the booster.
Does it matter what brand of vaccine you received with your initial dose?
You know, there's a lot of research going on with that right now, Paul. Current recommendations are to play on the safe side, and if you got a round of Pfizer, get your third one as Pfizer. If you got a round of Moderna, get your third one as Moderna.
But both are available. What about Johnson & Johnson?
Johnson & Johnson, well, obviously that wouldn't be a third one. That would be a second one.
Okay, but a booster from that as well. What's interesting here, Doctor, is that, you know, with the initial vaccine, if you received your first shot, you were given an appointment, come back in, you know, say 4 weeks and get your second one. You're probably not getting called back for the booster now, so everybody's got to take their own initiative, get that, right?
There's two things. One, you're on your own. On the other hand, though, remember when everyone was getting their first two shots, they were hard to come by. There were lines, there were places that were closed, there was really a lot of criteria that was being used to get it. We're on the other side now, Paul. We have plenty of vaccine. You can get your vaccine at almost every major retailer or pharmacy that's Meijer, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, all the drugstores, and then your health systems too. So we have a whole host of people that are out there giving the vaccines now.
Is the booster, just like with the vaccine, is that also free of charge?
It's free of charge.
And you can get the booster in all the same locations that you got the first two doses?
You should be able to. I can't say that everyone's giving them boosters. But what I can say is there's more opportunities to get it. There's many, many more centers. We really have had an uptick in the retail centers and the pharmacies that are giving the booster. So I think you'll have greater opportunities, more convenient, closer to the house.
If you're getting the booster, should you take your vaccine card with you and have that filled in by the pharmacist or technician that's giving you the shot?
For sure. You want to keep the vaccine with you. You want to make sure you have all the data. It's becoming something. There's a lot of places that are requiring it for admissions of various sorts. Keep your card with you.
And again, the recommendation I've heard is 6 months after your second shot. So that's about the baseline we're looking for, right?
You got it.
All right. It's out there. It's available. And a lot of different people should get it. If people have questions, though, if they're not sure if they should get it or when they should have it, probably best bet to talk to their doctor, right?
For sure. So you call your doctor. Everyone's pretty much on top of this now. And if you have any questions at all, I just encourage everyone, get the vaccine. That's the only way we're going to beat this thing.
All right. Doctor, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye.